This is an iHeart podcast.
Newton Group Transfer. They are here to help you if you're stuck in a timeshare. These stories from people who have these timeshares and can't get out of them, they're shocking. These timeshare companies, not all of them, but so many, they get their hooks into you and you can't give them up. You can't give them up. Or they'll do things like they charge you thousands of dollars. One girl, she got past her timeshare when her mother passed away. She gets past the timeshare, doesn't want the timeshare, doesn't use the timeshare. They tell her she can get out of it for $4,000. She has to come up with a $4,000 check. This is not right. It's unjust. And Newton Group Transfers is here to help you. If you are in a timeshare and want out or know someone who is, call 888-845-3773. That's 888-84-JESSE or go to timesharejesse.com. Newton Group Transfer. They will help you out.
Why is Bill Clinton speaking at the DNC? Goodyear tires in a little bit of hot water in a family with some serious talent. All that's coming up right now on I'm Right. There's something to be said for shame, isn't there? We act like shame's a bad word, but is it a bad word? Shame is something that comes along with doing something whatever your culture thinks is wrong, right? I can't walk down the street and shove over a little old lady, can I? If I did something like that, that would come with shame. I would be scorned. People would be mad at me, understandably so. Now, that's not bad shame, that's good shame. Have we lost that? Or have we simply moved the culture, we've moved the carrots and sticks of our culture around? We've moved the chess pieces around in order to make Democrats look good and Republicans look bad. And this is why I ask this. I'm going to play you a clip in a minute of Bill Clinton speaking at the DNC. Why is Bill Clinton speaking at the DNC? I realize you're going to say, well, he was president. He was president for 8 years. Now, I get that. And I get that Bill Clinton is as good a politician as I've ever seen in my life. I mean that. Talented, charming. They say he walk in a room, make everybody feel like he knew him. Slick Willie is a good politician. I'm not denying that. But Bill Clinton is in the middle of an ugly scandal. You do realize that, right? The Democratic Party realizes that, right? The national media realizes that. I just want to recap things for you. And as you know, I don't do gossip and innuendo type things on the show. It just doesn't interest me. And I certainly don't pass moral judgments on other people because there's nobody on this planet less qualified to judge someone else's morals than I am. However, Jeffrey Epstein, maybe you've heard of him. The billionaire who had a, gosh, I know it's a family show. I'm not sure a nice way to put this. An island where he would entertain wealthy, powerful guests with underage women. I don't have a nicer way to put it than that. It's a big scandal. He had already been convicted of one thing, was under trial for another thing, and then killed himself. It while in custody. Bill Clinton's all over that. I mean, you get that, right? There's a painting, a very bizarre painting of Bill Clinton in a blue dress in the Epstein mansion. There was. Bill Clinton has been tied to this in other ways as well. Remember, we had that ABC reporter got caught on camera when she thought the camera was off, talking to someone off the camera about the Epstein scandal, saying, we had Clinton. That's an ABC reporter on camera saying they had Clinton. Recently, pictures just came out that were published in the Daily Mail of one of the young victims of that island giving Bill Clinton a neck massage before some speech he gave. Look, I don't know what he did or didn't do on Epstein's island or Epstein's planes or any of that. But one thing's for sure, it looks really, really bad. And how could this possibly be a bigger deal? He is the still very much alive former president of the United States of America, tied now in multiple ways to an underage sex ring. Sorry, I know it's a family show, but he is. And yet the Democratic Party, knowing all this, they decide, man, we need someone to speak. House Bill. They don't care. And what's maybe more amazing than that, because asking the Democratic Party to have shame is really asking for a lot. What's more amazing than that, get this, this is astounding. The American media doesn't care. You know that Bill Clinton has yet to be asked a question about this? Wrap your mind around that. The still living former president of the United States of America, directly tied to a massive scandal involving children, and not a single one of these journalists who spends all their time telling you they speak truth to power has bothered to ask him about it? Oh, wait, there's more. He's giving speeches about conduct in the White House?
At first, he said the virus was under control and would soon disappear. When it didn't, he was on TV every day bragging on what a great job he was doing while our scientists waited to give us vital information. When he didn't like the expert advice he was given, he ignored it. Only when COVID exploded in even more states did he encourage people to wear masks. By then, many more were dying. When asked about the surge in deaths, he shrugged and said, "It is what it is." But did it have to be this way? No. COVID hit us much harder than it had to. At a time like this, the Oval Office should be a command center. Instead, it's a storm center. There's only chaos. Just one thing never changes: his determination to deny responsibility and shift the blame. The buck never stops there.
Again, I don't judge a man for his moral failings, but when you're Bill Clinton and one of your main claims to fame is running the most aggressive intern vetting process in the history of the White House, I don't think you should be commenting on anybody else's conduct in the Oval Office. Yikes. Now, AOC, I know this is hard to swallow. I think it's hard to swallow too. But AOC actually matters when it comes to politics in the United States of America. She is a young, fresh voice in the Democratic Party, and she is wildly popular. She has caused, remember, the entire Democratic presidential field, she caused them all to come out and champion her Green New Deal. That didn't fall out of the sky. That was an AOC thing. And now you add all the candidates immediately jumping on board because they all have to try to out-commie the other one. Oh, yeah, it's just definitely a matter of policy. We'll rebuild all of America's buildings. It'll be fine. And no more cars. These people are insane. Well, AOC got a little speaking spot at the DNC, and she did AOC things.
Good evening, bienvenidos, and thank you to everyone here today endeavoring towards a better, more just future for our country and our world. In fidelity and gratitude to a mass people's movement working to establish 21st century social, economic, and human rights, including guaranteed health care, higher education, living wages, and labor rights for all people in the United States. A movement striving to recognize and repair the wounds of racial injustice, colonization, misogyny, and homophobia, and to propose and build reimagined systems of immigration and foreign policy that turn away from the violence and xenophobia of our past. A movement that realizes the unsustainable brutality of an economy that rewards explosive inequalities of wealth for the few at the expense of long-term stability for the many, and who organized a historic grassroots campaign to reclaim our democracy. In a time when millions of people in the United States are looking for deep, systemic solutions to our crises of mass evictions, unemployment, and lack of health care, in el espíritu del pueblo and out of a love for all people, I hereby second the nomination of Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont for President of the United States of America.
Ooh, that's awkward, isn't it? And what is these people? They all use the same weird word salad: homophobia, xenophobia, misogyny, colonization. Yes, I'm sure AOC can absolutely break down the process of colonization for you and I. But something to keep your eye on. She did endorse Bernie Sanders. She's been heavy in that socialist Bernie Sanders wing. And unlike Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, AOC didn't actually fight in the Revolutionary War. She's young. She is the next generation. And if the party is heading that way, that strongly, that quickly, man, you think Democrats suck now. You ain't seen nothing yet. Jill Biden, wife of Joe Biden. Well, she had this to say.
Across this country, educators, parents, first responders, Americans of all walks of life are putting their shoulders back, fighting for each other. We haven't given up. We just need leadership worthy of our nation, worthy of you, honest leadership to bring us back together, to recover from this pandemic and prepare for whatever else is next. Leadership to reimagine what our nation will be. That's Joe. He and Kamala will work as hard as you do every day to make this nation better.
I'm going to say something that's offensive, but it's me, so you already knew that was coming. We hear way too much from Jill Biden. Jill Biden is not running to be president of the United States of America. Jill Biden isn't running for anything. She potentially might be the first lady. I understand she's a woman of personal accomplishment. That's fine. But I get the impression the Joe Biden campaign thinks Jill Biden can fill in the gaps of Joe Biden. That's not the case. And it doesn't make Joe Biden look good at all to have his wife out there all the time speaking on his behalf. Does not look good. All of that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. Now, how would you like to win a free Handgun Pro 2 safe? Oh yeah, you can. At Vault Pro USA, if you go to vaultprousa.com/Jesse and you use the promo code THEFIRSTTV, you can enter to win a free handgun safe. I own a handgun safe, and it is so unbelievably cool. My Vault Pro safe is now the best thing I own because, one, it's quality. I see why they have lifetime warranties. Two, made in America. And three, Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company. They care about you being safe. We're talking walk-in vaults. We're talking about gun safes, vault doors, storm shelters. They can customize things for you. This company is incredible. Go see what they have. Just go see what they have. VaultProUSA.com/Jesse. That's VaultProUSA.com/Jesse. Don't forget, The First TV. That's your promo code. We'll be back. Joining me now, Bruce Lavelle, co-founder of the National Diversity Coalition. Bruce, first of all, let's start with this convention going on right now. I'm a little bit weirded out by the fact that Bill Clinton is given a speaking spot there. I understand he's a former president and all that, but everyone does realize this man is in the middle of the Epstein scandal right now, and his fingerprints are all over it, and it looks really bad, and he's speaking about Oval Office conduct at the convention?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and thanks for having me, Jesse. You know, it's kind of sad. He looked really frail and just sickly. I mean, from a human to human, you know, like, he just really looked frail, and it was so sad. And you're absolutely right, Jesse. It's like, you know, calling the kettle black. I mean, really? But, you know, they're used to this, though, Jesse. They always feel they're always going to get a pass. And respectfully, the establishment and their group has always act like and pretended like it never happened. And that's what they're used to. So he's really playing to what their base always allows them to get the pass. So Bill's being Bill.
Bruce, do conventions matter? Does the Republican convention matter? Does the Democrat convention matter? I've always kicked around this idea. It seems like it's just, you know, throw the base a couple bones, everybody does it, and they walk away. Is it actually swaying anybody? Do voters care?
Well, you know, for me, I've been a delegate many times. I was one last year, a Trump delegate in 16. I was also out to be a delegate this year. For his reelection. But, you know, the great thing about it is it does bring a lot of excitement in the arena, and you get to meet other fellow like-minded folks who agree with you from other states, you know, from Alaska to Mississippi to North Dakota. So it is a time that we come together and we can assemble, you know, Jesse, without, you know, fear of being persecuted. Well, maybe not so if you walk outside the arena in the street. But I think it does have some tremendous value in terms of the hoorah, rah, let's get the troops and get the folks going. So, yeah.
The Democratic Party seems to lack enthusiasm. I've been watching at least the video clips of this convention, as I'm sure you have, and it just seems so boring. I couldn't stand Barack Obama, but nobody would watch that man speak or watch that convention he was at and said it was boring. It was clearly, people were fired up. You remember, you said people passing out in the crowds. This one's just so blah. Is that in my head, or am I seeing just a total lack of enthusiasm?
No, and I'm not putting on the lifetime Republican hat, too. It's a great question, and it's to be addressed. You know, it kind of reminds me when Jay-Z and Beyonce came out there and all the crowd, and as soon as they got done singing, then everyone left. And Hillary was left to do a speech. So, you know, I think respectfully that I think it's kind of like, well, let's just go do this for Joe. Let's get it done. And it kind of has that feeling like, well, we just got to do it by default. Come on, guys. Let's get this over with. I really don't believe that they have a play for 2024 based on elevating Joe. I really don't. I'd say that sincerely.
Who is the future of the Democratic Party? And I'll tell you, full disclosure, I thought, now maybe the 50 million unemployed changes that, who knows, but I thought the Democrats were toast in 2020, and I thought it was a huge mistake. If you're going to run everybody out of the field and pick somebody, I thought they should have picked one of their younger people to prep him for 2024. Buttigieg, even though he had huge problems apparently in the black community, is getting votes, or maybe even Kamala or Tulsi or somebody, you know, a younger, fresh face, somebody who's going to get crushed anyway. Why not prep him? Do Democrats not see that? They need to get some seasoning on these people?
No, and unfortunately, some of our Republican friends have that same mindset, Jesse, and I'm going to tell you why. You got to remember, we're talking about a system that has been birthed for decades through pay-to-play and, as I call it, the generational curse of special interests. Remember now, President Trump, candidate Trump at the time, ran on not being beholden to special interests and bad lobbying, et cetera, and still holds to that. So that he's a thorn in the establishment and the pay-to-play and the bad lobbying in their side. And so the bad part about the Democrat Party side is there are some rising folks who have similar ideologies, but unfortunately take money, well, from the not so good folks, which you know, they end up having to come in and owe favors. And I think the President Trump is pretty much challenging everyone, including the Republican Party, to take a close look at how they're putting their congressional people in office, how they're putting their people in Senate, and follow the money, Jesse. Where does this money train come? And where you find it, that's where your treasure will be, as the Bible says, where you are will be your treasure will be. And it's unfortunate that we are still unraveling a generational curse of folks who serve in these offices. Joe, 47 years, Schumer, Pelosi, they can't govern. And there's some Republicans the same way, brother. I mean, they get in there and they take that forbidden fruit, and they knock on the door and say, hey, ho, 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 remember what we gave you. And that's why you don't see folks in there with an ability to govern except President Trump. So I like the way he's challenging the status quo and breaking down, as I call it, the generational curses, and causing the American people to, maybe we ought to try something different like this. So I think the Dems have totally discounted this election. I believe they're really honestly looking at 2024. They're just going through the motions. I talked to one of my former, actually, employees 21 years ago who I helped get through med school, who's a top neuro guy. He called me 5 times. He's a brain surgeon. And in all sincerity, Jesse, I really am concerned about Joe Biden's health. I've had 2 uncles go through Alzheimer and dementia. And it's funny for a second, but after a while, it kind of hits home, because I really feel sorry on how you saw when he closed out with his wife. He called her his name. And it's like, you know, and they're protecting him. And even CNN came out, Victor Blackwell, and them said, listen, why don't you come on and let us ask some questions? They're starting to challenge him about taking some Q&As. Mike Wallace came out. You know how Mike Wallace is. He's like, look, President Trump goes out, you got to commend him, whether the press likes it or not, but he takes those bullets wherever they come from. So these are the things that is unfortunate for the Biden camp that they're just going to have to live with.
100%. Bruce Lavelle, that was outstanding. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Thank you.
You bet. Of course, you'll be back. Now, let me tell you about this. This is a battle box. You can get one of these every single month. They have different subscriptions, several of them. Starting at just $30 a month, you can get one of these a month. And what you get when you get one of these, it's from that show, Southern Survival, on Netflix. They send you different gear every single month. I already showed you my hatchet beforehand. This one just has all kinds of random stuff all in it. And I know what you're thinking, Jesse, what is that? They tell you all of it. They also send instructions and a card with it every single time, laying out how to use everything in here. Did you get a box this month with a sweet flashlight in it? No, you didn't. I did, because I have a BattleBox subscription. Go get yourself one, and I can save you money. Go to BattleBox.com with no E, BattleBox.com, BattleBox.com. Do not forget to use the promo code Jesse. Save yourself a bunch of money. We'll be back. It's time for you and I to have an uncomfortable conversation. I know that's not exactly uncommon for this show, but the truth is, you're guilty of something. And I'm guilty of it too. And I've worked on it, and I've worked on it, and I've worked on it, and I still have more work to do. Part of being somebody on the right in America today is accepting that you exist in a culture that does not like you. Our culture has been taken over, every part of it has been taken over by the leftists. You see it everywhere you look now. It's obviously all over the education system. It's all over Hollywood. It's all over music. It's all over America's corporations. And that last part is what makes what I'm about to tell you uncomfortable. You and I have got to stop funding the people who hate us. It matters a lot. We're about to go into this whole Goodyear tires mess. But when I tell you I'm guilty of it, I am. There are all these corporations out there, big ones, who spend huge amounts of money going after every single thing I believe, going after everything I know to be true, and promoting everything I know to be a lie. And what do I do about it? Far too often, head right down to the store, buy that product. Head to the auto shop, buy that product. Buy that computer, buy that cable service. Why? Because I like it, right? I like it. And I know you do the same thing. We have to do it to some extent to live in this world. But shouldn't you and I resolve to stop that, or at least try to reduce it quite a bit? These corporations, let me explain to you what they go through. They do this thing now. They take classes on this in college, and then they have gigantic meetings, and these meetings are about corporate social responsibility. Maybe the most dangerous three words in the English language, because I believe leftist takeover of America's corporations is the second most dangerous thing they've ever taken over, with education obviously being number one. But long story short, that Fortune 500 company you've heard of, that major corporation you've heard of, you think they're in there having board meetings every single day, and they've got charts and graphs beside them. And you see, if we sell this many of this cheeseburger and then reduce these fries, we'll actually increase our margins. Oh, they have those meetings. They do. But they have other meetings too, big ones, with the big boys, CEO and everybody. And they sit down in these meetings and they say to themselves, have we run any trans ads recently? Ooh, you know what? Black Lives Matter. We need to make sure we run a Black Lives Matter campaign. When is the last time we waterboarded people with gay awareness? We need to... They have these meetings all the time. Big companies, government agencies have these meetings all the time. And you know what they're not worried about? And this is what sucks. This is what we need to change. You know what they're not worried about? You taking your business elsewhere, me taking my business elsewhere. They're not. When they sit in that meeting and they say, man, we should really run a big Black Lives Matter ad campaign, they know, because history tells them this, you're going to get mad for 30 seconds and then shrug your shoulders and go right back down there and buy those tires. They know. And they also know if they were to run a We Love Law Enforcement campaign, the leftists would make them feel it. There would be boycotts. There would be protests. There would be riots. There would be lawsuits. They don't lose a dime by crapping all over everything you believe. They lose a lot if they go after the left. So it's a no-brainer decision for them from a business perspective. And if you want it changed, change it. I'm speaking to myself here too. If I actually say I care about these things, if I say I'm mad about something, don't tell me how much you care. Show me. Disney. I have been to Disney World. Totally guilty. I've taken my kids. I got two sons. I've taken them to 1,000 Disney movies. At least it feels that way. Disney, Disney, Disney. I've taken a Disney vacation before. Disney recently came out, and I don't even have all the details because it was so awful. They have some brand new 14-year-old LGBTQT whatever character who's examining his slash her, nobody knows, sexuality. 14-year-old. Cartoon. That's depraved. That's repulsive. So let me ask you, are you still taking your kids to Disney next summer? Am I still taking my kids to Disney next summer? They asked me yesterday. It's time you and I grow up a little bit and start showing other people, showing these companies how much we care. Or don't complain. Here's what happened with Goodyear. Somebody took a picture. They were having employee training. And somebody took this picture of the training. They have zero tolerance at Goodyear for anything when it comes to apparel that says Blue Lives Matter. Can't support those cops. All Lives Matter. How dare you say such a thing? MAGA attire. Obviously, that's a big no. Political affiliated slogans or material. All that, as you can see, is firmly in the unacceptable column. However, you are more than welcome to wear Black Lives Matter gear, even though it's a radical, violent, Marxist street group that's murdered more people in the past few months than the KKK has in decades. Or if you want, of course you can wear anything lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender pride. Obviously, the employee who took this was none too pleased. Came out, said this, quote, if someone wants to wear a BLM shirt in here, then cool. I'm not going to get offended about it. But at the same time, if someone's not going to be able to wear something that is politically based, even in the farthest stretch of the imagination, that's discriminatory. If we're talking about equality, then it needs to be equality. If not, it's discrimination. Donald Trump jumped in all over it today and said, quote, don't buy Goodyear tires. They announced a ban on MAGA hats. Get better tires for far less. This is what the radical left Democrats do. Two can play that same game, and we have to start playing it now. And you know what? Donald Trump is 1,000% correct. It should be noted, in the interest of fairness, Goodyear came out with the ultimate backpedal long statement today. I'm not even going to bother reading it all. It was a denial, but not really a denial. Oh, we love cops, but we also love equality. We've been caught with our hand in the cookie jar. And the president's right. And I see some people on the right, and this is what I see them doing today. It drives me crazy. Politicians and pundits alike. Not only are they mad at the president and me and others for saying, stop buying Goodyear tires, they mock us for it. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how we completely lost the culture in America. Because anytime anyone wants to engage at all in the culture war that is very, very, very much real, we have half the losers on our own side knifing us in the back because they want to get along with their DC pals, and really they're above all that. Oh, I'm still going to get the tires. I love Goodyear tires. I'm not going to get involved in something stupid like that. Ha ha ha. Well, that's how we got here. That's exactly how we got here. It's time to start playing the game. I know a lot of that makes you uncomfortable. I do. I don't love it either. I don't want to be that guy. I just want to go buy some freaking tires. That's all I want. But I didn't choose this battle. You didn't choose this battle. Nobody asked Goodyear to make a statement at all on Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, MAGA, LGBT. Nobody asked them at all. But if you're going to jump in the game, then we have to play the game. That's the way it works. This idiot LeBron James, he's playing the game. He wore a fake MAGA hat before the playoff game. I didn't even know the NBA had playoffs last night because I stopped watching because of these idiots. And his MAGA hat said, make America arrest the cops who killed Breonna. He's talking about that Breonna Taylor case, which is obviously a lot more complicated than that moron will ever understand. So, you going to watch? You going to tune into the playoffs tonight? Again, I'm not judging you. I've made all the mistakes. I even make conscious ones sometimes now because it seems like you can't get away from it. But then don't complain. Now, the defund police movement, by the grace of God, seems to be petering out now that cooler heads are prevailing and people realize, well, that's maybe the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life, and I totally support this call out from the Houston police chief.
People of Houston, they don't want less policing. They want better policing and well-trained police officers. When you make decisions that are knee-jerk political decisions that are not based on evidence, they're not based on research, it ends up impacting negatively the safety of the American people in Austin. To police officers in Austin and the good police officers across the country, come to Houston.
That's outstanding. I love it. Just poach everybody. And wouldn't you be interested in that if you were a police officer? I live here in the Houston area. Let me tell you what, it's got its problems, but the eating is real good down here. I'm getting to all kinds of fat. They won't even let me on camera here pretty soon, or they're going to have to zoom out. That's how great it is here. All right. That's a bunch of news. I have some news that might not be so good. You know how much money the federal government is printing, right? Not just spending, printing. And you understand that there are laws in economics. There are some economic theories out there, and some things, though, they're not theories, they're laws. You print unbacked currency, you devalue the currency. That is simply a fact. We're printing trillions of it. We are going to run up a $4 trillion plus deficit this year alone. We have, because of our idiotic coronavirus response, we have created one of the biggest bubbles I've ever seen in my life. Every single finance guy I know tells me, this is a bubble, this is a bubble, there has to be a correction, there has to be a correction. They're all saying it. Get a gold IRA from Gold Alliance, please. You worked hard for your money, dang hard. don't lose everything you've saved up because you left all your money in risky stocks and bonds. Gold Alliance has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They don't just hand those out. That's outstanding. Get a hold of them now. Go to goldalliance.com/Jesse. That's goldalliance.com/Jesse. Oh, you might get yourself $5,000 in free gold and silver as well. GoldAlliance.com/Jesse. We'll be back. Joining me now, my friend and national security expert, Dave Reboy. Dave, I have a national security question that's going to get all kinds of uncomfortable because I'm not even sure how I feel about it. I think communism is an existential threat here in the United States of America. I view it as a clear and present danger to the future of the country. We have active communists in our streets, cities like Portland, New York, Seattle, so on and so forth. They're open about what they believe. They're violent. They're looting. Why aren't we rounding these people up? Should we be rounding these people up? Is that too? Did I just go full statist on you, Dave? Am I crazy? Give me some guidance.
Well, we're in this predicament as a country and as a civilization because maybe 50, 60 years ago, we decided that there's nothing wrong, or more. We decided that there's really nothing wrong with advocating for the destruction of our way of life, the way in which we're governed, our constitutional system. So we've for many, many decades already been disarmed in how to deal with these folks. We once had an idea about it, and the people that raised an alarm are probably the most vilified Americans of the 20th century, J. Edgar Hoover and Joe McCarthy.
Yeah, I've had this conversation with people. I've actually had friends of mine yell at me. Joe McCarthy, I mean, everybody knows the name. Everyone's heard of McCarthyism and Joe McCarthy and the commie witch hunts. Joe McCarthy's position was the commies had infected the education system, Hollywood, and the media. Where was he wrong?
Well, he wasn't wrong. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but our system is set up to be susceptible to these kinds of, let's say, mind viruses and attacks from within. That's unfortunately just the way it goes. I mean, at some point, there's nothing we can do from preventing the American people, you know, from preventing 20, 30, 40, 50, 70% of the American people from just completely abandoning our constitutional principles. There's nothing we can do while maintaining the present form of government that we have. I know that we, you know, you and I talk about this all the time in the context of national divorce, and which is sort of an answer to this, which is like, okay, given that we can't go and, you know, lock up half of America or do things on a mass scale that would let's say secure the way that this country was founded, you know, better to kind of, you know, better to split off and better to regroup into geographic areas that are more manageable, where people agree on some of the most fundamental questions. Now, I know that there's a tendency for every time you and I talk, it becomes a national divorce conversation. But really, I mean, I think all roads do lead to figuring out what to do at this impasse. I mean, if you have, you know, we see someone completely insane like AOC and Ilhan Omar and the list of, you know, the list of radical Democrat politicians just goes on and on. Well, they're elected by American people, by citizens, and there is a great number of people that feel the way they do. We say, okay, that's fine, we respect that, we don't feel we would not like to be governed by this particular philosophy. We think it's dehumanizing and horrible, you can go your own way and figure it out yourself. I think eventually we're going to get there because there's just no middle ground between. I mean, you saw AOC's speech at the convention. I know I'm sure you've been talking about it. Where is there middle ground there? What can we discuss? What can we sit down and say, hey, you know what? We'll reach an agreement, 50-50 here.
Dave, what could we have done? Forgetting about where we are, is it just, gosh, I hate to say this because communism's so evil and freedom's so wonderful, but is it just the fact that, yes, freedom is better than communism, but communism is going to defeat freedom? Is that just the fact of life?
I don't think it's going to necessarily defeat freedom, but I think that within the American system was always the chance that it would go horribly wrong because the people no longer want it. The people no longer want freedom. The people are not virtuous. I mean, remember the Ben Franklin quote. It's a republic if you can keep it, and all of the founders were really unanimous in believing that this thing only works with a virtuous public. And
hold on one second.
Didn't necessarily mean religious.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I was going to ask you. Virtuous. I mean, nobody in the world has less virtue than me, but I still want government small. What does that mean, virtuous?
Well, I think what they meant, and in the context of really they're talking about adherence to the founding principles, and at the very least, bare minimum stuff. It's not even about the size of the government, really, because that kind of ebbs and flows as time goes on. But it is about equal justice, and I'm really glad that people like Tucker have been talking about this, and folks at the Claremont Institute have been talking about this. When it all comes down to it, if we have absolutely nothing in this country, if we have no equal justice under the law, if you and I, or someone who is a different race or religion or what have you, different way of dividing people, if we're not all subject to the same laws, then we have nothing. And that's the bedrock assumption on which this country and this society was based. The left today is in open rebellion against that concept. So we have to reassert it rhetorically first. And if we can't manage to win this argument, which frankly we really should be able to do, then we have to figure out. In my opinion, we need to figure out alternative arrangements.
All right, moving on to
non-violent
something. Yes, preferably that. Moving on to something a little different, lastly here. Jill Biden. I hear way too much from Jill Biden. I said it in the opening of the show. I feel like the Democrats think Jill Biden fills in the gaps that Joe Biden presents by not being able to think and speak, and they think it helps him. I say it hurts him. It looks like the guy's being carried by his wife. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, there is a traditional role for the Democrat first lady or first lady in waiting. She is awesome. She is perfect. I mean, you see this with Michelle Obama. You saw it with Hillary Clinton. There's not, the media is not going to allow such a thing as a plain vanilla, kind of soft-spoken in the background, Laura Bush, Nancy Reagan, or Melania Trump. Type of first lady. The first lady has to be, girl power, and upfront and completely amazing, according to the media's narrative. So yeah, I mean, I think there's a bit of that obvious cognitive decline on the part of Joe Biden makes it a little more necessary than maybe in other cases for the Democrat candidate's wife to take such a big role. But I mean, she's not abrasive like Hillary or like Michelle Obama was sort of before her makeover when she was, when Michelle Obama was saying things like, the New Yorker even kind of famously lampooned it when they put Michelle Obama on the cover kind of as Angela Davis. But now I guess today Angela Davis is a big hero to the left. So it would be in a different context. But Jill Biden is, I think she's probably the most inoffensive kind of a potential first lady we've had in a long time, especially compared to Michelle and Hillary. So I'm looking at it, half full.
Dave Reboy, thank you, my man. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Here is the truth about coming back from combat. My own personal experience. I've told you this before. When I was fresh back, I got out of the Marine Corps pretty soon after I got back. And when I was done working for the day and my day was done, I used to go sit by myself alone in the dark in my apartment with all the lights off and the blinds shut. Just sit there by myself. My family, my friends, gravely concerned. You feel a lot of different things when you come back from something like that. But one of the things you feel every time is alone. And it's real, real easy to get depressed. It's real easy to reach for a bottle of booze, a bottle of pills, who knows what other substance out there. And these guys are hurting, and they're addicted, and they need help. Or maybe they're suicidal, got PTSD problems. Warriors Heart Foundation is out there finding these guys and getting them the help they need. We're talking about supplementing insurance costs, scholarships, wonderful things. It's a 501c3. Go to warriorsheartfoundation.org/the first. warriorsheartfoundation.org/the first and give what you can. We'll be back. People pull off these weird trick things all the time. And I want you to watch this one. I want you to watch it closely because I have a question. Okay, one, that's amazing. Two, I have to know, I absolutely have to know, how many takes did that take? You know you're wondering the same thing. I don't want to be a cynic. I don't want to peek behind the curtain and ruin the show. It's not that. I genuinely want to know, because what really gets me is not only the shot, which who knows how many times she had to do that, the shot over the back of the head, the behind-the-back pass to somebody on the move, that's not easy either. And unless there's some clever video editing in there, and there certainly could be, that means she had to nail the behind-the-back pass at the same time the lady nailed the over-the-head shot. How many takes? How much time? Somebody out there, get to the bottom of this for idiots like me. I'll see you tomorrow.
You know, your house smells. Don't get mad. My house smells too. I'm not indicting you. I'm sure you keep a clean home, but just time means you're going to acquire smells, whether those are cooking smells that get in your paint, your carpet. Maybe they're animal smells. Maybe you're a smoker or someone else was. Just living creates smells. I didn't realize that my home had a smell to it until I got my first Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the greatest air purifier I've ever owned in my life. This thing, I had it plugged in for 2 hours. I came back in the room and my air smelled so clean. I now own 3 of them. I'm not making that up. This thing has absolutely changed me on top of what it's done for my allergies. Go get one. Get two. Be like me and get 3. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse. That gets you $10 off and free shipping. EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Jesse.
This is an iHeart podcast.